Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm recording this episode and it's about 6:30 on Sunday evening. I don't normally record at this time, at this hour, but I've been feeling tired. I've been feeling a little worn out. Not yesterday, not on Saturday, but certainly today. I think it's definitely my fault because I was up a little late last night. Not terribly late, but for me, it was quite late. And I was messing around on this computer thing, trying to get something to work and not having too much luck. But I don't like leaving things unfinished. I like to sort of like get to the point where I finish doing what I wanted to do, where it's complete. And then I like to go to bed after that. And I just feel like that's it. It's done. Everything's done. You know, my mission is complete. And then I can just lie down and like go straight to sleep. I don't like so much sort of like leaving something unfinished and waking up the next morning and having to carry on with it, or knowing that you still didn't manage to do it. The work is still there for you to do. But that's not a good thing, I don't think. Anyway, that is why I'm talking to you so late today. Because I was a bit tired because I stayed up too late. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. No, I want to talk to you about supermarkets, which probably sounds like a really boring topic. I don't know. But I've been wanting to talk about this topic for quite some time. I keep thinking, like when I go to some supermarkets, I keep getting reminded about this topic that I want to talk about. So yeah, I'm finally going to do it. So we have how many? Let's see. All of the main supermarkets. We have quite a lot. So we have a supermarket called Tesco, Asda, Waitrose, Marks and Spencer's, Sainsbury's, Morrison's. So there's 7. And I think they're like, am I forgetting any? I don't know. Don't think so. Maybe I am. But I think they're like the sort of main supermarkets, the main 7. And then we have like 2, I don't know, I would call them smaller supermarkets. But the one of them has become pretty big now. So one of the smaller ones is Aldi. And the other one is Lidl. hang on a minute, there's another supermarket, but it's sort of, yeah, I've just remembered one, but it just does frozen food only, called Iceland. That's quite big too. But let's ignore that one because it just does frozen food only. Okay, so there's like seven major ones, and I suppose I still class Aldi as one of the smaller ones, and Lidl is a smaller one. Now, when I was much younger, Aldi and Lidl did not exist at all, whereas those other seven, they've been around for years. Oh, hang on, I'm forgetting the Co-op. Yes. Okay, so eight. they've been around for years, those eight sort of major ones. And what happened was at some point, I don't know when, in the 90s, in some point in the 90s, or at least that's when I first knew about them. That's when I remember an Aldi came to my local town. And that's when I first knew about Aldi. Now, I think that they come from Germany. I'm not completely sure. I'm almost completely sure that they come from Germany. Or at least that's the image I have. So maybe it's like a fake German supermarket. You know, like, have you heard of the brand, clothing brand, Superdry, which is like fake Japanese clothes? They pretend to be Japanese, and it's got like some Japanese writing on, but it's actually invented in London and has nothing to do with Japan. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it just pretends to be German. But no, I think they probably are German. And lots of the food, if you look at the back of the packet, you can see that it actually comes from Germany. Anyway, when they first came to England, there was they had like an interesting image. They were sort of like a cheap supermarket. So lots of cheap food, and they didn't sell major brands, like the main brands, like, I don't know, like Nescafe and Heinz and Kellogg's and, I don't know, all of those brands that, you know, Cadbury's for chocolate and all that kind of stuff. They just sold their own products, and the prices were like amazingly cheap. I remember you could get a tin of baked beans in tomato sauce for about 7p, which is just, that's nothing. I can't believe you could get a tin for 7p. It's just so cheap. So I mean, when I was a kid, when I was in school, which is when I think they first came to my sort of town, this Aldi, I remember they didn't have the best image because they would take over shops that were like old buildings, in fairly old buildings. And that's, well, I guess it didn't look so nice when you were going around them, like the floor would be really worn. So it gave them this very sort of cheap feeling. That doesn't happen anymore. I've seen quite a few times where they build their own building just for a brand new Aldi, and it's really nice inside. And there has been another one open up near to where I live. Actually, I think the original one closed down and then moved somewhere else, and now there's another one opened up. And it's really, really nice inside there. It's very well presented, like all of the branding and the labeling, and very, very wide aisles. Just really good design. So I think their image has changed a lot. I don't think people see them as sort of like a cheap supermarket anymore. But they are. They are still cheap. The products that they sell are still cheap. But I think more and more people have been trying them, and more people have been realizing, well, yes, they are cheap, but actually, they're very good. So, you know, it's one thing having something that's cheap, but to have something that's cheap and good, well, that's something different, isn't it? That's something special then. I mean, if you've got that combination, then I think your store, your supermarket, is going to become more and more popular. Now, when I was living in Manchester, the closest store to me was an Aldi, and I could walk to there, which was great. So I ended up shopping at Aldi a lot. And I think that's the... I mean, my family don't really shop at Aldi because there wasn't one close enough to us and there were other supermarkets closer. So that's the first time that I got my... I don't know, like, got used to Aldi, had the Aldi experience. And I was buying all of these things. I never tried them before because they don't sell, like, major brands. They don't sell, you know, Kellogg's and Heinz and so on, like all the other big supermarkets do. They just have all of their own products. So I was trying all of these things brand new for the first time, and I thought, this is pretty good. This tastes quite good. This is okay, you know? And the price was really good as well. And the more stuff that I tried from them, the more I came to appreciate how good it was. Like, it's not just a case that it's cheap and good. It's actually cheap and better than the branded stuff, which is just crazy. So Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Aldi do their own sort of version, like a clone, like a copy of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And I think it tastes really nice. I think the flavor isn't quite as strong, but they're nice. It's a bit more like, what? Like a more natural sort of taste, I think. So I looked at the back of the packets of the two, and I think the Aldi one had about half the salt and half the sugar. So this is why the flavor was, you know, there's sort of less flavor, because it's got half the salt, half the sugar. Now, salt and sugar, they're really, really cheap. It's very easy to just shove some more salt in there, shove some more sugar in there, and then, like, humans, us, we like it more. You know, it's more flavor. That's better. We'll buy those instead. But I sort of get the impression, I don't know if it's true, but I feel like Aldi actually care about their products. They're actually trying to make something that's good and a bit more healthy as well. So these cornflakes in this example, I think they cost like half the price for the same amount, which is just crazy. And at the end of the day, you're getting a product that's better and, like, you know, healthier for you. And it's just, this didn't just happen once. This isn't, you know, it didn't happen with just cornflakes. Like, everything, you know, I just went on some mission at some point and I just kept trying things and, like, comparing it against the brand that Aldi are trying to copy. And time and time again, it's the case, like, they copy, like, Heinz ketchup and they do a better one. It's got, like, it's more tomato-y. It's got less sugar, less salt in it. And it's just a more natural flavor. And it just, again and again, it happens. And I don't understand how they do it. Because the prices are so cheap. So if ever you're in England, and if ever you're looking for a good supermarket to shop in, I would ignore all of those, was it eight in the end? Seven, eight major supermarkets that I mentioned, and just go to Aldi if you can. Because they're all the major supermarkets. I don't like them. I think they're horrible because they always try to trick you into spending more money. They have these deals. Well, they're not really deals. They're tricks. They have these tricks where they say, like, ooh, if you can buy two or buy three for £4, and then you look at it and it's like, well, if I buy two, then I buy three instead, I'm only saving like 20p. It's not really a deal. It's just a trick. You know, so it's like they put in like big text, like £3 for £4, and make big like black text with a bright yellow background, and they make it sound like they're giving you an amazing deal, and they're not. They're just trying to trick you. And this happens again and again and again. All the big supermarkets are just trying to trick you out of your money. And because of this, what happens is people end up buying more, and we end up wasting more food, and that is very bad. And the supermarkets don't care. There's someone who sits at the top, you know, the supermarket boss. He's sitting there. He's rubbing his hands together. He's thinking about the next brand new car he's going to buy. He's already got 15 brand new cars. He's going to buy a brand new car number 16, you know, and all the supermarkets are forcing people to waste food when there's people all around the world starving. Some people are literally starving to death, and someone's just sitting there thinking, I don't care. I'm making more money. This is great. Anyway, I am going to end today's podcast there because I could say a lot about this. If you're interested in this, you can like research all of the different horrible things that supermarkets do to try and trick you into spending money, because they pay people to do this. They pay people to work out how to get you to spend more money when you're in a supermarket, and they're very clever people. And if you read about that, then maybe they won't be able to trick you so much. But I'm just very, very grateful that Aldi exists, and I wish they were all around the world. I know they have them in Australia, because I saw some in Australia when I went, and that's good, because Australia only has, like, I think they have, what was it? The name's gone, it begins with a W. Woolworths and Coles, and it was just two supermarkets, and they both had the same stuff at the same prices, and they were both really expensive. So like Aldi have come along and they're like challenging the leaders, which is good. Anyway, that is definitely enough. Maybe I'll talk about it again in some other episode. If anyone's interested, do let me know. Right, until next time, bye bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.